there's been so much shit that I've had to go through on this fucking podcast.
You evolved. You went from a meager boy to, I would have to say, a man.
Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
And this is the ultimate podcast about the birds and the bees with a sex expert cougar mother.
And her stand-up comic son.
Cam. That's my name.
I wasn't grasping for what your name was. I was waiting for you to say your name.
You usually say my name.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
You'd think after over 85 episodes or something like that, you'd remember my name.
But
or over the past 20... Almost 28 years.
Almost 28 years. Your birthday's coming up. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
How can that be?
Unbelievable.
How could you be turning 28 when I'm turning 27?
I don't know. That's a very good
question. How is this happening?
Very good question. This episode, we wanted to chat about where we're at.
Yeah.
In light of my birthday.
And in light of your graduating clown school.
We've decided to really check in about how this podcast has affected us. Can you believe this? How perfect this episode is coming out the day before my birthday. Now Everyone knows my birthday, but isn't that unbelievable?
So in case anybody wanted to send a little gift to Cam, his birthday is March 9th.
Thank you, Mother. I think for security purposes, I should not have shared that, but...
Wait, why couldn't you have shared that your birthday was March 9th?
You know, you never know. They always ask you security questions like that. Oh, can you sign into the Bank of America? Oh, now you know I have Bank of America. Oh, God.
Okay. They usually don't ask, like, what your birthday is. They usually ask, like, what your mother's maiden name or some weird shit like that.
Anyway, guys, this episode, we really wanted to talk to you about where we're at because we're thinking about making some serious changes to this podcast.
Yes, we feel that we've worked very hard on this podcast and we've seen a growth in not just ourselves, but in the podcast.
In our relationship with each other.
In our relationship with other people.
Here's where we're at. Basically, I've been in clown school for the past 5 months, 6 months. And I've just been exhausted because clowning around is actually quite exhausting, believe it or not.
Not just physically, emotionally, too.
Emotionally completely drained. And it's really made me have to, you know, cut back on a lot of things in my life, including this podcast. I've not been able to put in as much time as I'd like to into it. And besides that, so that started my questioning about whether this podcast should continue. Okay. And then I started really thinking about why I wouldn't, what I would want to carry forward if should we continue. So basically I came to Mom and I was like, Mom, I need a hiatus. We haven't done one in the past year and a half that we've done this podcast.
And after he got me off the floor.
She was devastated.
I was, of course, not real happy about this because this gives me an excuse to see my son on an almost daily basis. I learned that this could actually be a good thing for not just us, but for you as listeners.
Well, so here's what happened. My enthusiasm that got me interested in this podcast to begin with was kind of for selfish reasons. I had a lot of questions about sex. I was a young 26-year-old man.
A young strapping buck.
And, I hadn't had that many serious relationships. And I had a lot of questions with regard to dating and sex. And my mother happens to be a very good person to talk to when that's the case.
Oh, yeah. So, and what originally happened is like a little lark where he came into my... my room, or maybe I came into your room, and we started putting the video camera on us, and it was kind of comical because I basically said to Cam, and this video is still on Facebook, by the way, if you ever want to see it.
It's the first one we were put up.
And it was basically, so how's your sex life? And from that on, that time on, it became a little bit of a caricature because I don't think it was ever as bad as it came out in that first episode. But, we figured out that we are getting a lot of laughs out of it, and we had a lot of fun doing it. But it basically pigeonholed
Over time.
Yeah, I mean, it basically pigeonholed Cam as a character and me as a character.
A caricature.
a caricature.
You know, we're emphasizing certain aspects of our personality.
Right, as many comedians do.
And over time, I think a lot of these questions that I first had about sex and dating have been solved from this podcast. Through this podcast, I was actually, I've had two and a half real relationships over this podcast.
Not to mention that you had a porn star nibble on your ear.
Yes. And through all this, through all these experiences, I've grown much more confident with my ability to date and have sex.
And you've completed the 21-day masturbation challenge. That's a lot.
There's been so much shit that I've had to go through on this fucking podcast.
You evolved. You went from a meager boy to, I would have to say, a man.
So the initial impulse to do this, you know, kind of for selfish reasons and to think, oh, this is going to be funny and I'll learn about sex and dating from my mother. Those sex and dating questions, I've answered a lot of them.
You could actually be considered an expert in some respects.
Would you consider me a sexpert?
I would consider you somewhat of a sexpert. After all the people we've interviewed, I would say that you get your honorary degree as a sexpert.
Coming from you, that self-proclaimed sexpert, that means a lot.
I can dole out the same coaching degree that I've gotten.
And so we over time we kind of realized.
But
that
truthfully, you have become much more. I think because you've interviewed so many. You've interviewed Sadie Santana about anal sex. I mean, your barriers of what you were able to talk about have broken down, and you have learned a lot from all these different people.
I'm telling you, this is because those barriers were broken down. I was able to actually get into a relationship with my most recent girlfriend. That would never have come about had I not had this podcast. On the second date, I was talking to her about sex. That would never have occurred.
Oh, my God. That's
actually the first date, but it was the second time we had met.
I thought you were going to say on the second date I talked to her about anal sex.
No, but I did talk. I mentioned my premature ejaculation issues, which I told her were solved, which, you know, was relatively true.
Okay, then. So we came to the conclusion as we have nothing to talk about.
Well, that's not the case.
He's such a sexpert now that he's going into porn.
Well, what's happened is that I have changed over this podcast, and I've found...
I have changed, too.
Yeah. In what ways have you changed?
I have changed... I don't know, but I was thinking about how you changed first, and then we'll talk about how I've changed.
Are you stalling for time right now?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about how I've changed. We already got to the point that you've changed.
Yeah.
I actually probably went backwards.
I think you've changed.
How have I changed?
Well, I think right now you do know a lot more about sex, given all the people that we've... I mean, you
Hell
knew
yeah.
a lot before
yeah.
because
yeah.
you had done a YouTube channel for the past 5 years. And so,
yeah.
Where you interview sex people about involved in sex, but I think your ability to really interview someone and get a sense to ask probing questions, I don't think you had as much of ability before this podcast.
You're probably right. I mean, you've taught me a lot about
that. I think you learned a lot from Howard Stern and actually through practice.
I was going to say, it's mostly, through practice, we both have gotten a rhythm going and we both have learned like the structure of an interview and what makes things interesting. And yes, certainly. I think that
we've both grown.
Yeah, we've grown.
And so I have felt like right now, this podcast in the current state of affairs, it's not. I need something a bit that's going to really emphasize what we're here for.
Is my little chick going to fly out of the nest? It really is the birds and the bees.
It is the birds and the bees. What I'm saying is I if we are to continue this podcast, it needs to be a discussion that really highlights something important to us that's going to be worth your time listening to.
Right.
It's very important to me.
Cam cares a lot more about your time and the value of it than I do.
Yeah, basically Mom is like, well, we'll just get on the mic and, you know, they'll listen to whatever we put out.
Yeah, we'll just shoot the shit.
And I'm like, no, it has to have some meaning. It's got to be moving. It has some artistic integrity. And that
in and of itself means that we have a discussion to go through.
So, yes. And so that was Mom's point was, oh, well, clearly there's this disagreement here of how we perceive our time should be spent, and our general worldviews are very different.
Very different. And, you know, I think I don't want to say opposite, because we're not opposite. We have a lot of similarities, but we do have some opposite ways that we like to spend our free time. And basically, values in life, I think, are sometimes dissimilar.
Yeah,
and very totally interesting.
Totally dissimilar. The other night, what you texted me.
Oh my God, the text from the other night was out of control. I think we should read that. I think we absolutely should read what we texted the other night. That was hilarious. God.
All right, here it comes.
There you go. Because actually,
bear with us.
All four of us.
No, you don't get the other kids involved.
We're not getting the other two, but the other two are pretty much involved as well in the discussion. But we all kind of have our own little character defaults. Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically,
like if you were going to have a cartoon character of me, it came out in this text. And if you had a little cartoon character of you, it came out in this text.
Okay, have you stalled long enough?
I'm trying to stall.
I don't know why.
Do you want
I can't,
me to find it? It was in a foursome.
Conversations about sharding. Well, Where the hell is this one?
Oh, I know who sharded. Never mind.
All right, where is this?
Okay, here we go. Okay.
You found it?
No, but I will find it. Here it is.
Oh, I found it.
Okay, you found it. Okay, go for it.
So you had texted.
And what time of night was this?
This is 10:08 p.m.
Okay. in Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, okay. So, Mom texts, "The waffle is not a good thing to have in the house when you're high. I ate the whole thing."
Because I went to the truck where Jessica,
okay,
the,
yeah. you, whatever.
Okay, I went to a waffle.
Either way,
truck.
You had a waffle around you, and you were high, and you decided to text your children about this.
Doesn't every mother do that?
And then I,
are you saying every mother doesn't do that?
No, mother. Everyone's aware that not many mothers do that. Okay. And then I texted back, "I just had to stop a movie I rented on A Man's Search for Purpose because I need to get a good night's sleep."
Now this is the funny. This is the funny line.
So that is the exact.
Funny line is what happened after that.
What do you mean? I wrote, "Mom is smoking weed and eating waffles."
Yes.
And you wrote, "In the morning, I'm making waffles."
Yes. And then go continue.
What?
It was a Jeopardy question.
It doesn't.
That was funny. That's what the whole funny part was.
Then my brother goes, "And I'll take texts for that you don't expect to receive from your brother for $500.
Okay, you ruined the joke.
Because that's not the joke.
Yes, it is.
See, even this is a disagreement.
See, and I like that we're disagreeing, because that was a funny bit there.
Okay, so so here's what we're thinking. In the future, for the future of this podcast, we're going to take a brief hiatus. This is the whole reason we're talking to you right now. We're taking a brief hiatus, and we're trying to come up with a vehicle that can highlight our conversation, which tends to be a disagreement in the way, in our worldviews,
yeah.
Yet we still have this underlying love for each other,
yes.
and the
respect.
Openness and respect to actually talk about this.
Yes.
And given today's, you know, all the politics in the world today, where people are often making assumptions about others and not having open dialogue, we feel like this is probably the most important thing.
Right, but I also want to say, just so everyone doesn't think this, that I didn't vote for Trump and you didn't vote for Hillary.
No one thought we were voting for Trump.
Okay. It's not that polar opposite, okay?
Right. In certain respects.
In certain respects,
basically,
we have a lot of
similarities. Like to smoke weed, and I don't. So
I don't even actually smoke that much weed.
You always say that. And
I
yet
don't.
Okay.
Once in a while.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, either way, we're looking for a vehicle that will allow us to actually talk about things that we disagree on, you know, to highlight these, you know, our differences, and yet our ability to maintain open conversation.
Right.
And so right now, sex is not really doing it for us, because it's no longer this thing where Mom is the sexpert and I'm just this ailing.
Because if anything, it sounds like you're more of a sexpert than me these days.
Oh, wow. Way to flip the script. Don't get ahead of yourself.
No, but you know what I also say? All roads lead to sex.
God damn it, Mom. If this show becomes about sex again.
Well, we're not changing the title.
We're not changing the title because how can you get a better name than Sex Talk with Your Mom?
Yes.
Sex Talk with My Mom. But we are looking for different vehicles. So different hooks that we're going to, for the show.
Instead of saying vehicles, because I
don't think anyone knows what that means.
I personally don't know what it means. So I think it's hard for other people to know what vehicle means when the only thing I'm thinking of is what kind of car you want to drive.
No.
So
creative vehicle, yeah. something that's going to drive the show.
So
the
basically,
hook, the
you're talking about topics.
It could be a topic. Sex is no longer a theme.
Not a general
topic.
If you
have an idea for what this podcast can be, let us know.
See, one of my ideas was this, this article.
What are you saying, one of your ideas? Okay. This was my idea that you then usurped.
I usurped it. One of your ideas that I think would be a great call.
Was that in New York Times had put out this article maybe 2 years ago. January 9th, 2015. 3 years ago. I'm feeling like an old fuck. The 36 questions that lead to love.
2015 is 2 years ago.
Oh, Jesus, you're right. Okay. Oh, it was exactly 2 years ago. I was pretty right.
Okay. Wait, you said 3 years ago.
I know. Okay. I didn't recognize that, mother. Okay. So the 36 questions that lead to love, and it sounds a little weird that we're
these
questions.
No, but basically it lead to conversation, right?
Yes.
That's what we're going to use it as.
Lead to conversation, deep conversation.
And
that can highlight where we get along and where we disagree, and hopefully, but I want a vehicle that's actually going to really get us into some deeper, like, really interesting, complex.
So, okay, let me guess. You want to analyze Deepak Chopra's, like, I don't even know how to pronounce that guy's name. You want to analyze his teachings? That would make you feel fulfilled as an artist?
Mother.
Yes?
I would kill to have a Buddhist podcast with you.
Only if Sufism is included.
Sufism.
That too. Notice that I can't, if there's a way to mispronounce something, I will mispronounce it.
I'm very familiar. But anyway, we're reaching out to you because if you're listening to this and you have a brilliant idea for our show that's going to, you know, spark some controversy between us. Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Well, why we brought this article up?
You want to do an example question?
Yeah, I thought we'd do an example question.
You want to do number one? Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Yeah, I would like to do that. You go first because I'm guessing you're going to say Gandhi.
No.
No.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. I like Bill Murray. I wouldn't mind if he was my guest. So much for the controversy. No, why Bill? Why do you?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Bill Murray
looks like your uncle.
He does look like my uncle, but he also is one of the. He seems to be a comedian who is very preoccupied with spirituality. I bring this up because I just watched the Razor's Edge.
Did you like it?
Phenomenal film.
Would I like it?
No, you would find it incredibly boring.
See?
It's a 2.5-hour film about his man's search for... This was the film I came up with. I was watching the other night instead of going out to a party with a lot of potentially attractive women.
Wait. Just backtrack for a second.
Yes.
You're telling me that's what this is all about? You didn't go out to a party with a bunch of attractive women because you want to stay and watch Bill Murray's really boring...
I was also
movie?
Feeling very ill, and I needed to take care of my body. Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Bill Murray, The Razor's Edge, this was his first dramatic film, his only screenplay credit that he wrote.
He wrote this?
He wrote this with
a
week. I think he co-wrote it, actually. And he only... It was getting shopped around Hollywood. No one was making this because they're like, who the fuck wants to watch this dramatic, spiritual movie when you're a comedian? You're known for being on SNL.
Right.
Why the fuck are we going to
be honest with you? I'd much rather see Groundhog Day than that.
So
Groundhog Day is a classic.
So basically, he said, "Okay, the way I'm going to get this made, I will only sign on to do Ghostbusters if you promise to greenlight this movie." And that's how The Razor's Edge was made. And it was his biggest flop. He went into he studied philosophy. At the Sorbonne for 4 years afterwards because it was such a flop. And he was like, fuck everything. Fuck all this. And then he decided to eventually go back into comedy again. Now, tell me that's not someone you want at the dinner table.
I would honor him to the dinner table because I think it'd be funny. But as far as like who I'd want instead of Bill Murray. God, this is good. I know. Okay.
I know.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, really? Bringing this whole podcast full circle.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Now, I met
talking.
Him once. I heard him speak once. I've never heard someone. Okay, it was a room full of people. I swear he spoke directly to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mom.
Anyway, he is someone that would be very interesting to speak to. Okay.
For our listeners who were not listening to the first or second episode, mom discussed in her first episode that she has had, I think it's the second one, she has had fantasies about Bill Clinton.
Not multiple, it's just one.
One sexual fantasy, and it involves Bill Clinton.
Yes. And okay, so that would be one person, but I'd have to really get, it caught me off guard, but that's, I can just say that I think that he is such a great diplomat and speaker, and he's very smart, and he's interesting, and he's tactful, and I just admire the guy. I think he was my favorite president in the last, since I've been born, so since...
I wouldn't mind being at that that dinner, although... If it's going to get sexual, I don't want to be there.
And that would be another perk.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't even think I'm sexually attracted to him anymore because he's just not doing
he's
it for me.
He's past his prime.
He's definitely past the cougar age limits.
Oh, Jesus
okay,
Christ.
Okay, wait a second. All right. But this would be an example of, I think we'd be having a lot of fun in the podcast if we can...
we want moving conversations.
Yeah.
So maybe just tell us what has moved you. What and ideally just the two of us, because we kind of want to focus on this relationship.
Yeah, yeah, we would definitely. And in the polls that we've taken,
and that's too hard to tell us. Then maybe we cancel the whole show.
Okay, so no, you're leveraging this.
This is an ultimatum.
This is like a fucking extortion thing, you know. If you
just email us your thoughts, will you?
Yeah.
At sextalkpodcast@gmail.com. How hard is that? Or call them in.
Call them in.
Or
text
them. 323-472-4237. We really, really could use your help.
Yeah. You know, in thinking about it, another vehicle that we've used that I found to be the most fun was when we played like drinking games when we did Never Have I Ever.
I don't
which
like it.
He doesn't like it because you don't like it.
Who the fuck really cares?
Because I care because I found that to be fun.
It's not that fun. I don't like drinking.
See,
I only like drinking in certain,
why
and
do you
very
not
lightly.
Like drinking? Who doesn't like drinking?
There's so many better better ways to spend your time.
Like
instead,
what?
You get your fucking mind all, your brain is complete mush.
It's
you feel
fun.
Like shit the next day.
It's not. You don't.
It is fun for like an hour, then you get a headache.
Oh, it's too bad you weren't in the days of Quaaludes.
Oh my God, mother!
See this.
I guess you will not be dropping your caricature.
I'm not even doing a caricature. What are you freaking talking about? This is me. I would wish the days of Quaaludes were back. Okay? I'm not even going to lie about it. I'm not going to pretend. See, I've evolved. At first, I wouldn't have told anybody that I ever did a Quaalude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really
and now I've opened up my heart and expressed my desires to bring Quaaludes back. I'm going to start a movement.
Bring Quaaludes back.
Bring Quaaludes back.
Great, Mom.
It's going to be called Movement 714.
Why 714?
Because that's what they used to be called, Roar 714s.
Oh, my God. On that note,
we're going
to... Thank you, guys. I would like to say thank you so much for listening over the past year and a half.
You know I'm getting all, like, choked up right now.
It has been a wild ride.
Up?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. And
yeah.
It's not ending.
Okay.
We're just doing a hiatus, and we'll see where it leads us to.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to come back. We'll be back. But I want to thank everyone, too, because we have really had a wonderful time.
What an opportunity this
yeah.
has been
we've
to
not,
really connect.
We have gotten so much closer, but also we have grown from you, and we've gotten such incredible... And incredible emails from you and words of encouragement. And I would just like to end by giving the last email we just got.
No, mother. Mom.
Not to go in a comedy role, but I have to share. This is just today. I got a message that said, or actually it was probably directed to you. I want to do sex and horny chats with your mom. If that's not a reason to keep the show going, I don't know what else is. This is from a guy named
Sing is King. Thank you, Sing is King.
No, but the truth of the matter is I love this podcast. And if you are in need of a little Karen Lee Potter, transfer your little love and time over to the Karen Lee Potter Show.
Yeah, I mean, you still get my mother all the time, KarenLeePotterShow.com.
Yeah, if you want to go to Karen Lee Potter, no, it's not KarenLeePotterShow.com. It's KarenLeePotter.com.
Well, what about your YouTube? That's going to be
And my
better.
YouTube is Karen Lee Potter. Go to Karen Lee Potter on YouTube. it there's a 16,000 something subscribers there now, and every morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I have been doing YouTube Live at your coaxing, Cam.
Yeah.
And it's developed into quite a little group of people that I interact with every morning for about a half hour. And we talk about mostly cougars and sex, but there's a lot of need to talk about that, apparently. Now, we talk about all kinds of issues regarding dating relationships. We talked today about why you shouldn't ask a girl to show her to have her show you her tits. You know, we talk about important subjects over there.
That's great. So, and you can find me at campoter.com, CAMPOTER.com.
You can follow those clowning antics.
Yes, you can follow me all around Los Angeles or the internet.
Will you be doing stand-up, son?
I don't know. I might, you know, we might be going right back to this thing and, you know, in 2 weeks.
I hope so.
Nothing, you know, clown school was going to be ending in the next month. So, you know, yeah. I'll have some more time.
You never really gave us, like, your overview of what you learned from clown school.
This is what I've learned. That become the man that the tree man that I am.
The tree man that you are.
Be a grounded motherfucker who speaks honestly and openly without masks.
No longer a little sprout?
Not a little sproutling.
Not a little seedling.
No.
Oh, my little guy.
Grow the fuck up.
He has grown up and he's flown the coop, and we no longer need to talk about the birds and the bees.
One of the biggest things I learned from clown school has been only work on projects. Only work on creative projects, art projects, passion projects that you truly are excited about. If it's not gonna pull you out of your fucking seat to make it, it's probably not gonna pull any of the listeners out of their seat to watch it or listen to it.
Okay then.
And so that I encourage that for all of our listeners as well, and all of your endeavors, try to make it something that you're really passionate about.
If you learn anything from Cam, that would be it. And if you learn anything from me, Karen Lee, be confident and follow your gut. I guess they're not all that dissimilar. Mm-mm. Okay, so we hope to hear from you because we really could use some inspiration here as to what you'd like to have us talk about and create. So I guess the only thing we could do right now is sing it with you, boy.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
We love you all. Check out our Instagram. We're still be posting every day something on Instagram.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.